Blog Talk Radio.
Melissa Ambers presents the best and hottest show on Blog Talk Radio, Gotham Talk, where we talk to entertainers, business owners, comedians, and everybody who's somebody about what they're doing right. We're bringing you the best conversations regarding business, current affairs, and how it relates to you. Buckle up. It's going to be a great show.
Hello, everyone. We are on live with Michelle Noem, and she has written a book about networking. And she's considered somewhat of a networking guru. And we're also on with my guest host, Mary Boyce. Hey, Mary.
Hey.
Michelle, so tell us, how did you get into networking, wanting to write a book? How did you start with that?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me today. I really do appreciate it. And
how did I get started?
That's always the million-dollar question when I stumbled upon it, to be honest with you. I think, you know, especially when we're in our 20s, going through college and graduating, we always hear the word, but I felt like there was no true application to it. And I think life is all about transitions, and your network helps you minimize those transitions. So whether it's from undergrad to career, professional job, you know, your first professional job, to grad school, to entrepreneurship, everything in life is about a transition. And that's what I was going through. You know, I was transitioning from undergrad. I had a job, a new job, but I wasn't too happy. It wasn't what I wanted to do. And I was about to go to grad school. And I had all these questions, no answers. I had family, I had friends, but I didn't have a network. And I was like, you know, I have some changes to make. And, you know, I just started reevaluating my life, and I took one step at a time. And then I was like, if I'm struggling, I know other people, especially young professionals, are struggling. And I was like, let me put something together.
Michelle, this is Mary. At what point would you say, if you could do it over again, what point should young people begin networking? And I'm asking this selfishly. I have a senior that just graduated from high school last Friday. And so at what point and how would they go about it, starting to develop a network at an early age?
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing. Like, honestly, before he graduated, right, I would say sophomore and junior in high school. And I think when people hear the word networking, they get intimidated because they're like, well, I'm not a business person. And when I speak to high school students, I tell them, I was like, look, the time is now. And you think you're going to class and either the class clown or you're the star athlete or whatever. But these teachers, you know, this is the person that's going to write the letter of recommendation for you for a college essay, for a scholarship. And you don't realize that in high school, right?
Right.
You're like, I'm going to get out of high school, now what? And you're looking around, and you don't know where to ask for help. But it was that teacher in sophomore and junior year that could have helped you prepare for college, right? And if you're able to utilize your teachers in high school, when you get to college, you already know what to do. It's not foreign to you. Because you already know how to get on the good side of your teachers. You already know that I need to get an internship. You know, I know that going to class is not enough, but it's me meeting that teacher before class, after class, like, hey, you know, maybe I'm too shy to ask questions in class, you know, so you spend that little bit of time before or after, or, you know, hey, professor, can you elaborate on this and that? So I would say definitely in high school is the time to start networking. And when I talk to high school students, I don't necessarily say networking because I don't want to overwhelm them, but I said that's the time to really start building rapport with your teachers as well as just people in general. You know, start finding a mentor and preparing for your future.
Okay, so start building a rapport. That would be your first tip for young people.
Correct. Because you need, whether it's college or military, you need those letters of recommendations. And you don't want to look around and not know who to ask for help.
Right. Good point.
Okay. And then in your book cover is Network, Navigate, and Nurture. Was there something to the three N's, or did it just fall that way? Or, you know, what thought did you come to when you went to Navigate and Nurture?
Well, I usually get some of my best work or my best inspiration when I'm watching, like, Law & Order SVU. I don't know. It just came to me, you know. It was one of those things that it literally, when it came to me, it rolled off my tongue. But the theme, the concept behind that is, in my opinion, that's what it takes to create a network, right? So networking is the act of building the community, right? So your network is actually the group, your support system that you're able to share information with. If you're a business person, your products or services, because you have that common interest. The navigation part is navigating the professional maze. You know, how do I get from point A to point B? You know, how do I come in as an entry-level position in order for me to become a regional manager or something within this corporate America, as well as, you know, trying to find clients as a business person. And the second part of the navigation is social media is here to stay. It's not going anywhere. So how can I incorporate social media professionally in order for me to create this personal brand, for me to complement the work that I do, you know, physically between 9 to 5? And the nurture part, that's, you know, the relationship. And once I meet you, once I create this network, how will I continue to engage you, you know, beyond the follow-up, beyond the email the day after? What are those things that I'm willing to do to build on a relationship? And I think lots of times we think, when you meet someone, you need to ask them for help immediately, but you really have to put in some time into that person. And I'm the type of person that I'll just shoot you a message, you know, hey, how are you doing? You know, even if you don't feel like you need to purchase my service right now, or it's not about that. You know, how are you doing? I genuinely care about your well-being. Like, and it's funny because I'll meet people, you know, I tell them about my business, and they'll be like, oh, well, you know, I don't have the money yet to move forward. And that's fine. Like, that's not why I'm checking on you. How are you doing? And I feel like lots of times we lose sight. And the second part of the nurture is either having a mentor or becoming a mentor and just making sure that you're able to give back to the community in some aspect.
Okay. Good point.
When you're at networking events, and I call it a card shuffle, you know, like you say, when you're talking to people, you ask, how are you doing, and they go straight into, okay, you're trying to sell me. When you're at an event, there's so many people I see, it's like they just want to be sure they just go in, you know, it's like a deck of cards. They want to get to everybody, just here's my card, here's my card, here's my card, here's my card, and there's no conversation. So what do you have to say about that?
Well, I like what you said, card shuffle. I'm going to have to use that. For me, you know, I say it starts with two, right? So the first thing, it starts with yourself. You have to get out of your head. And then the second thing is you have to talk to someone. So it's definitely about quality over quantity, because especially now, you know, once I got over myself, I can definitely work the room, right? But I don't want to go to an event and collect 20 business cards and then you call me, like, tomorrow, the next day, and I can't remember our conversation. I can't remember anything you do. I don't know which business card is yours. It's just, well, I know which, like, you tell me your name. I'm like, okay, that's the business card, but I can't recall anything, you know? And that's why I believe that quality is just so important when it does come to networking. And if you are able to go to an event and talk to one person for, you know, for 5 minutes, 45 minutes, and you feel like you got some value out of the conversation, I believe you served your purpose at that event for that day.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What steps should one take to attend the conference?
When it comes to attending a conference?
Yes.
So there's a couple of things. I'm a strong advocate for professional organizations. So if you are involved in an organization, in most cases they will have their own conference. Nevertheless, I would say definitely draft up a plan on, you know, what are your goals for attending the conference and what do you want to get out of it. So some things that you can look at, especially nowadays, everyone has, the majority of conferences have their own hashtag. You know, so find out what that hashtag is. Jump on Twitter. Use the hashtag, you know, introduce yourself. Hey, this is my first time attending, you know, Blog Talk Radio Conference. You know, I'm looking forward to it. And people will respond to you. Second, a lot of conferences are starting Facebook groups, private Facebook groups. So see if you can get involved in that. And the networking really starts online, which is a good warm-up. So when you get to the conference, you're already able to engage and meet with people that you've been communicating with for several weeks. Another thing, I'll say the second thing you can do, so that's the first thing on the social media, or two things I should say, is a hashtag and any type of Facebook or social media groups. And the third thing I would say is in your plan, decide on which breakout sessions you want to attend that is applicable to what you're currently going through, either as a professional or as an entrepreneur. What breakout mm-hmm. session would serve best for you during this time of your life?
Okay. Can you clarify? Some people, you know, they look at going to a networking event opposed to a conference. Both, mm-hmm. you want to network, but just because it's not called a mixer or a networking event, that is still okay for you to network at a conference. So what should they look for, and when they, what's the difference from going to a networking event and networking and going to a conference and networking?
That's a great question, and from my experience, I actually feel like people are more relaxed when they're at a conference versus a networking event.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like when you're at a conference, you know, it's like you kind of know who is in the room and what their interests are, because conferences mm-hmm. tend to be so niche down, like, okay, this conference is specifically for online radio, online broadcasting, and podcasting, you know, versus when you're into a networking event, you may not know who's in the room. You can have people from all walks of life or all types of businesses. So if you go to the conference, you can be like, well, hey, do you have your own radio show? And, you know, it's probably a 99% chance that they do, and you're able to start the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say some of the differences are, is well, I would say this, regardless of the event, if you're able to do your homework, if you're able to jump online, once again, Facebook, Facebook Invite, Eventbrite, if there's any type of background information on the event, I would say look into that. See who the host is. If you can get some knowledge behind them, approach the host at that event, especially if it's at a general networking event. More than mm-hmm. likely, they're going to know half of the people in the room, and they'll be able to introduce you to other people.
Okay.
And then if it's at a conference, it's the same thing. You know, I think the best thing in a conference is when you're at a breakout session, when you're sitting next to someone, just like a classroom, that's actually the best time to have a conversation with someone, introduce yourself, and then more than likely that talk is going to carry over into a networking event during the conference.
Okay. How what is the best way for someone to select the correct conference or networking event that's right for them to attend?
I would say it depends on your profession. You know, once again, it depends on where you are at in that particular time in your life. For example, I transitioned from finance to marketing. I wasn't really crazy about finance, so I never attended any conferences. But I knew when I wanted to start my business, I was like, okay, what marketing events, organizations, and conferences can I attend? Because I was looking to make a transition.
I'm sort of curious about the services that you offer your clients. So what would a typical who would your typical client be, and what kind of service do you provide for them?
Okay. So for the networking coaching, I help professionals anywhere usually from 25 to 50 years old that are going through one of the following. They're either looking for a job, they're looking to transition into a different industry, or they're looking to go to grad school, or they're looking to become an entrepreneur. Once again, they're in a transitional period of their life, and they need to hone in on their message. So what I do, we come together. Excuse me. I have a workbook. We come together. We configure a brand statement for you. You know, what do you want people to know about you? What foot do you want to lead with? Have you ever met someone at an event and they have like two or three different jobs? They're like on each end of the spectrum. You know, they're selling houses. They're buying stuff at garage sales and selling them on Amazon. And when you meet them, it's like they're telling you all of that at one time. And unfortunately, we like to check off boxes. So, you know, when you meet that person and they're saying this and that, you're like, okay, I don't know how I'm going to help you. I don't know how, you know, you fit into my world, into my business world. So I really help individuals hone in on their messaging. That way they are effective and efficient when they meet people one-on-one, which can be at networking events, the job interview, client meetings with clients, interviews for grad school, leadership programs, and at the same time they can translate that message onto their resume and LinkedIn profile and perhaps a website if they're really trying to create this personal brand.
So you're really out to help people who are doing too much. Kind of.
Right.
To dip it down, yeah.
But the thing is, sometimes they don't realize it, right? And I have people, they tell me, like, well, Michelle, you're doing too much. And I'm like, well, everything I do is based off of networking, right? It's like, well, mm-hmm. You're speaking, you got a book, you know, you got a podcast. That's true. But the theme is networking.
Yeah.
Like when you go to my website, you're going to see I'm in the process, or, you know, I'm working on solidifying myself as a networking guru. You know, started with my book. My podcast is called Networking with Michelle. That's just a spinoff off of my book. And basically, it's just stating that I'm able to invite all these people, whether I met them online or face to face. I'm able to connect with them, ask them, hey, do you want to jump on my show? I can interview you. You know, this is your platform. And when I do my speaking is on the concepts from my book. Once again, on strategic networking. So, yes, it's a lot, but I have a current theme. And a lot of times when you do meet individuals, they don't have a specific theme in their life.
Right.
It's one thing hustle after another.
So do you have any easy steps that you could give people like me who are doing too much and just say, okay, how do people figure out what they should be, what their brand should be, and what they should be focusing on?
Well, the number one question I ask, what do you want people to know about you?
Okay.
What do you want people to know about you? And this sounds elementary, but this works. I promise you, when I do my workshops, this really works. You know, if we have to, you know, draw the three lines on some notebook paper, do the pros and cons, you know, let's really figure this out. What do you want people to know about you? You know, what are your skill sets? What are you passionate about? What would you like to, what is the greatest risk that you can think of right now? What is the end goal? And let's work backwards. You know, so what do you want people to know about you? Do you want to solidify yourself as a subject matter expert? So we kind of go through that process. Once you know that, I'm like, okay, well, let's focus in on the messaging. And what I do, we just write down, you know, we write down as much as possible and then we narrow it down. For example, write down all of your education. You know, what qualifies you as this radio host? Okay. Well, I worked for this company for so many years. I have a degree in communications. Okay, let's write all of this down. Okay. Now, what makes sense in order for us to put this in a sentence? Okay. Well, let's scratch this off. Let's put a check mark off of this. Okay. Let's scratch that off. We narrowed it down. Okay, let's put a second check mark on this. Now, let's come together and construct our brand statement. Right. So my statement is, my name is Michelle Gomez. I'm the founder of Line 25 Consulting, a professional development firm. I am a networking coach. I help individuals hone in on their messaging. From direct interaction to from direct interactions to social media. Okay. And but it took me a lot to get there. And then what I like about that is you still want to leave your pitch open. That way people can ask questions. And then once again, when you're going back to that paperwork that you've done previously, oh, how'd you get to that point? Well, when I was in college, I did this. My previous job, I did this. And I believe like lots of times we don't realize the path. The path has always been there, but we don't acknowledge the path. And I really have people like, okay, let's look. What makes you qualified? You know, everything's been there. We just need to acknowledge it right now. So it sounds simple, and sometimes it sounds a lot, but what do you really want people to know you for? And then let's just narrow it down and go from there.
Would you say that's also a part of your elevator pitch as well?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah, it sounds like that's what you're going, yeah.
Yeah, because a lot of people, everyone's like, you got to have an elevator pitch, but they don't tell you how to create one, right? So when I have people, you know, write all of this stuff down, I have my client, because I have a workbook for my clients, and we write all of this stuff down, and we just prune, you know, we get to pruning, and it's like, wow, you know, and you start to think, it's like, I've done a lot, you know, I've worked for several years. And I think lots of times we just look at the surface of our job, but we don't really look at, well, like, okay, let's get down and dirty. What do you really do at work? You know, what part of that do you really like? Okay. Is this something that is a service? Can you develop a product out of it? Do you want a promotion? I really like working with people when they want a promotion because I'm like, okay, what's the goal? You know, what's the goal? Okay, I want a promotion by December. Okay, what are you going to do to get there? And then we start putting those action items, okay? So what do you do right now? So you have your pitch, and then let's end the pitch on what you would like to do. You know, so for example, my name is Michelle. I'll do my marketing pitch. My name is Michelle. I'm a marketing consultant. But I'm looking to become a marketing director for a Fortune 500 company. You let it be known. This is what I'm currently doing, and this is what I'm looking for. And once again, you still have that same reoccurring theme, in this case, you know, is marketing. It's like, okay, I get it. You know, that person on the other side, they're like, I get it. Or you can say, you know, I'm currently in marketing, but I'm really hoping to transition into human resources.
Okay. Well, Michelle, how would you put, like you say, just say it, you know, just be upfront of what it is, but help the people that's listening understand, yeah, you just say it and, you know, say what it is, but some people have that intimidation of, you know, I don't want to sound too arrogant.
Is this for the pitch itself or if they're trying to make the transition?
Just in general.
So
whether they're making a transition, you know, they're trying to get business for, you know, their business or whatever it is, to some people, it's not, and it's not that you sound arrogant. It is what it is. But some people don't know how to overcome, you know, that fear of, I don't want you to think that I'm thinking I'm, you know, too big or something.
Yeah, I mean, and confidence is definitely a big part. I mean, it takes a lot of confidence to start a conversation with anyone, right,
right.
with a stranger.
Right.
So you definitely have to have that confidence there. One thing, in my opinion, I believe your pitch should be very keen, concise, magnetic, and relatable. And lots of times I feel like books and the information that's been out there is kind of, they drill the pitch, like, you know, how many is Ms. Michelle Domain, da-da-da-da-da-da, and you got to get it under 30 seconds. Whereas I feel like let's slow the process down and let's have a conversation. So let's just relax and have a conversation. Because it's not an arrogance thing. I'm sharing who I am with you. Yeah, you know, I'm sharing this with you in order for us to build rapport, in order for me to establish some credibility with you. So I think, you know, let's get out of our head. Let's remove the arrogance. But, you know, I'm sharing this with you in order for me to make a connection. Once again, a network is about common interest. So hopefully if I share my business with you, there is some common interest and we can, you know, meet on common ground. Because the person, at the same time, you know, the person has to reciprocate. So let's not just think of it as a one-sided thing. It takes two people to have a conversation, two people to network.
Absolutely, right, right. And, I mean, there are some time, you know, people may go to an event and there it's almost like they're the only one talking because that other person, one, is either not interested or they don't know what to say. So how can someone overcome that type of situation if they're ever put in that?
So two things I would advise. Hopefully the person's listening. You know, you do have to listen and pick up on something from that person, you know, and ask an open-ended question. You know, what company, or do you like working for, what do you like about the company you work for? You know, what do you like about your job? The second thing is, you know, ask for a business card. Hopefully, if you're looking at their business card, you're able to pull a question from that card. And the thing I like about the business card, it can work in two ways. You can either pull a question from them, hopefully, you know, if you're looking at a job title, like, okay, what exactly do you do? Or it could be something as simple as, oh, I work on that side of town too. Maybe we can meet for lunch, you know, if the connection is there. At the same time, I also think you can wrap up a conversation with a business card too. You know, like, oh, well, thanks for your card. You know, are you on LinkedIn? Okay, great. I'll be glad to connect with you on LinkedIn. So it's two ways you can, I like to say there's two ways you can play off the business card.
Okay.
Michelle, how often should, if you're openly thinking of changing careers or taking your career to the next level, how often should you be networking? And that includes on social media as well. Is that something you should be doing daily in some aspect?
Yeah, this is a great question because I'm trying to do a small ebook. I want to call it the 5-Hour a Week Network. And what that's going to consist of is if you can go to one networking event a week, all right? So hopefully that's about an average of 2 to 3 hours, you know, depending on your city, the commute. But average networking event is 2 to 3 hours by itself. So once again, if you go to one networking event a week, if you meet 1 or 2 people at that event, and then if you spend about 15 minutes a day, probably Monday through Friday, on LinkedIn or your preferred social media platform, you can build your network very quickly within 30 days.
Mm.
So, what is my advice about building?
Yeah, so if they're on there for 15 minutes, what can they do within that 15 minutes to help them build a network?
Okay, so say you go to an event on Monday, you meet someone, so that Tuesday or Monday evening, whatever, that first day is going to be the follow-up, right? Hey, it was nice meeting you, et cetera, et cetera. It's the follow-up. You can also see if they have any mutual friends, or you go through their friends and be like, hey, I see you know this person. They work at this company. You know, can you do an introduction for me? Okay, you can do a LinkedIn introduction. Another thing you can do is spend time updating your profile if necessary, just tweaking a bit. Once again, engaging. You can spend some time liking people's posts. You can spend time congratulating people on their promotions, work anniversary, birthdays, things of that nature. And then at the same time, if you know you're looking for a job or some type of client, what I like to do, one day out the week, I make sure I research and I email 5 people only on LinkedIn. Only on LinkedIn. And I'm like, okay, hey, you know, we met at this and this time. I'm currently going through this. I'm looking for this type of job, this type of client. Do you have anything? Do you think you can help me out? And that right there can probably take you about 30 minutes if you email those 5 people.
And why do you say only on LinkedIn?
I like LinkedIn. I mean, LinkedIn is the business social media platform. At the same time, even if you kind of forgot where you met that person, LinkedIn's going to tell you. LinkedIn kind of keeps the history when you met that person or when you first connected with that person, right? You're able to look at their profile. So when you look at all this stuff, it brushes up your memory. It just reminds you of everything. Whether it's school. So, I mean, it's natural. We forget things. You know, the person, yeah, I remember you. I know I met you last year. But maybe if I look at your profile, that can help the conversation. You know, so that's why I say LinkedIn. Twitter is great for quick conversation, but you don't have that history or that detailed history compared to, like, LinkedIn.
Okay.
Michelle, suppose you're in a job situation already, so you have to be a little more discreet about saying what you want publicly. Are there ways that you can network and let people know at some point you have your feelers out, but you're not just coming out saying, I'm ready to leave my job?
Yeah, you definitely have to be. You definitely have to be careful. I hate when I get asked that question, especially when I do my corporate events and you don't know which manager is. So I be careful.
Yeah, gossip talk. Just say it.
Definitely, I can't remember right now, but I do know on LinkedIn, when you do go to edit your profile, it will ask you if you want to turn off those notifications. So I don't know if you've ever noticed, if you update your profile, you know, it'll blast it like, it'll be like, you know, Michelle is now working at line 25, you know, and maybe I took the consulting part off or something, you know. And then everyone's like, oh, congratulations on your new job. It's like, what new job? It's the same company. So LinkedIn, they give you the option to turn off those settings if you need to update your profile, you know, to brush it up for the job search or your new ventures. So that was one thing. The second thing is if you do connect with anyone on social media or through a friend or referral, I believe honesty is the best policy. Like, look, you know, this is my information. This is my current situation. I don't want my employer to know right now, you know, at this point. And that's actually worked very well for me.
Okay.
If someone wanted to, we're coming, you know, close to the end of our show. This is, we might have to bring you back so we could talk more because networking is so big and broad. And so many people have questions and they don't know if they're networking right, how to network. So it's just so much in it. So as we're coming to, you know, towards the end of our show, if someone wanted to contact you to not only purchase some of your products, your workshops or trainings, but just to get with you. So let everybody know social media and how they could get in touch with you.
Yes, thank you. Please go to my website, Michelle Gomez. It's spelled MichelleNGome.com. On there, I have free resources, 10 Steps to Network or to Grow Your Network. I have my podcast there. I have my blog there. Same thing on Facebook. Well, excuse me, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, Michelle Gomez. I am guaranteed to pop up. Type in networking, I should pop up. I work very hard. I should say, I should pop up. But, yeah, the name of my book is called Network, Navigate, and Nurture, The Equation to Strategic Networking. It's also available on my website. It's available on Amazon and Kindle. But, yeah, I'm fascinated by people. I love hearing their stories. So please do not hesitate to reach out to me. Just yesterday morning, like early in the morning, I actually posted about this interview, and the guy on Instagram, he turned around and sent me a direct message, and he was like, so you know a lot about networking? I need help. And, hey, we started chatting, you know, so please don't hesitate to reach out to me.
Well, that's
okay,
actually
well,
good.
I learned a lot. No, I was just saying, I learned a lot personally from your just from this interview, so, yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah, and a lot of people don't think networking is as big as it is, but it really is, and it's a skill set. Regardless of how people want to look at it, it's a skill to go in and do it. Do you have anything coming up, any workshops or anything that you want to let people know about?
Yeah, so just two things. Networking is definitely a skill set. I say networking is self-marketing at its core, right?
Yes.
You have to do it. And don't feel like you're only going to meet people at a business event or a conference. You know, some of my best connections have been at Starbucks. You know, I remember one time I was at Burger King, you know, and this guy started talking to me, and I was like, okay. And come to find out, he was like a regional manager, a regional consultant. I was like, oh, okay. You know, so I like to say, you never know who you're going to meet and what it's going to lead to. You just don't know what that who that person is next to you. So just be inviting when you come across people. As far as things coming up, yes, this month is a big month. So once again, thanks for having me on. I will be speaking at the Oil and Gas Conference, Oil and Gas Admins Professionals in the Woodlands on June 18th. On June 19th and 20th, I will be in Austin for the Blogging While Brown Conference. And then on June 30th, I will be speaking at Houston Social Media Day at the Food Bank. So those are my plans for this month. Of course, I definitely will be serving my clients, and, you know, just feel free to reach out to me. I love talking to anyone.
Wow. That's cool. It has been awesome having you on, and we're definitely going to have to bring you back for a part two.
Right.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. So thank you again, Michelle, for coming on. I truly enjoyed the conversation with you, and I mean, everybody that's listening, please get with Michelle, so you can understand your networking, know what you have to do, what not to do, and no more card shuffling, no more deck of cards. We're not going to take a deck of cards and play at the networking event. So no more card shuffling. So thank you again, Michelle. Thanks, Mira, for coming in as a guest co-host. And we will see you next time.
Bye.
Bye-bye.